East Coast Radio Newswatch. News, traffic, weather.
Student leaders at the Ilangeni TVET College say while NSFAS appears to be moving in the right direction under new leadership, there are still concerns over accommodation delays and registrations. The financial aid scheme says it will advance upfront tuition payments to TVET colleges on the 31st of this month, and that allowances will only be paid into personal bank accounts. The board says its appeals window will also open immediately after application outcomes are communicated. Nkululeko Khumalo, who's at Ilangeni TVET College, says they welcome the clarity on funding. He feels, though, the appeals process should be extended to assist students accepted late into colleges.
Every year, it's the same story where there's delay approval of accommodation. For instance, we all know the TVET sector opens early January, but only to find out that the accommodation providers and also the lease are giving the date that the students could be accommodated from the 1st of February. So that becomes a problem for students that are coming from far.
Meanwhile, Senator Mbazungu, who's a member of the SRC at Mangosuthu University of Technology, says some students aren't able to register due to NSFAS clearance issues.
Furthermore, some students are unexpectedly defunded even after being funded in the previous years. This happens without proper communication, leaving students stranded, unable to continue with their studies.
Murder investigation is underway in Ntambanana, east of Richards Bay, after a woman was attacked and killed in her home. Her 21-year-old daughter was wounded in the shooting on Monday night, while her three-month-old baby was found unharmed. KZNSAP spokesperson Ntato Ndlovu says the 61-year-old's daughter was able to give police details about the assault in their home in Bukanana. She says the suspect has since appeared in court.
The 21-year-old woman later identified the suspect as her 35-year-old uncle. The suspect was arrested and his firearm was seized by police. The suspect made his first appearance at the Ngwelezane Magistrate Court on the charge of murder and attempted murder. The case was remanded pending the next court date.
Government says it's tightened safety measures around traditional initiation practices following the deaths of 48 people during the summer initiation season. Kokta Minister Velinkosini Hlabisa has held an urgent meeting with traditional leaders and safety agencies. The department says, among other things, it will shut down illegal initiation schools while initiates will be moved to designated rescue centres. Kokta's Paul Maseko Binkose says inspections will be stepped up, particularly in the Eastern Cape and Free State.
The minister calls on parents, traditional leaders, communities and governments to unite in a collective responsibility and exhibit unwavering commitments to vigilance monitoring, strict law enforcement and decisive action throughout every stage of the initiation process.
And freezing temperatures have plunged parts of Europe into another day of travel chaos. Authorities have confirmed the deaths of six people in weather-related accidents. Five people died in France and a woman in Bosnia as heavy snow and rain sparked floods and power outages. In Britain, temperatures plunged to minus 12 degrees Celsius, while temperatures that dropped to below 10 degrees across the Netherlands brought trains to a standstill yesterday. A recap of our lead story. Student leaders at the Ilangeni TVET College say while NSFAS appears to be moving in the right direction under new leadership, there's still concerns over accommodation delays and registrations. As it from the Newswatch team for now, I'm Natara Nadesa.